Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. So New Yorkers know and like 311, the city's public call center, which fields 50,000 plus calls every day. Some people don't like it. A lot of people do like it. You know 911 if you have an emergency, but are you familiar with 511? It's the MTA's version of 311 to respond to your travel complaints or problems. New York Times reporter Sandra Garcia discovered this little-known call center for herself recently after she dropped an expensive pair of AirPods into, let's say, an area on the subway beyond her reach. And now she's written about it for the Times, and she's here to give us the 311 on 511. Thanks for doing this, Sandra. Welcome to WNYC.
Thank you for having me.
And listeners, the phones are open for you to share your lost and found subway tales. What have you lost on MTA property that you have gotten back? And how did you get that item back? Or any story of using 511 for anything and how that went. You have to use 10 digits to call us, though. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And while your calls are coming in and before we hear Sandra's story, I will pass along this breaking subway news. Politico New York is reporting that Andy Byford, the head of New York City Transit, resigns for good this time, it says. He once threatened to resign or started to resign in a spat with Governor Cuomo. But it says Andy Byford will be departing New York City Transit after a successful 2 years of service, and we thank him for his work. That's a quote from MTA Chairman and CEO Pat Foy, who says Andy was instrumental in moving the system forward, enacting the successful subway action plan, and securing record capital funding with the governor and the legislature, and we wish him well in his next chapter. So we're going to try to scramble a transit reporter with this breaking right now and find out why this popular and successful head of New York City Transit is now leaving. But Sandra, tell us your story of what you lost on the subway and how you discovered 511.
I lost one of my AirPod Pros down a grate. I didn't know at the time that it was a subway grate. I was leaving dinner. I was having ramen in Midtown, and it was cold earlier. You know, New York weather is so sporadic. But then when I was leaving, I was pretty warm. I took off my hat, and one of my AirPods dropped on the floor, bounced off the floor, and then fell into a subway grate. I tried to catch it, and I couldn't. And I thought it was gone forever, but then I started thinking, wait, the MTA could probably help me with this, because it's near a really big train hub on 59th Street and Columbus Circle. And I went down there and I asked, can anyone help me? And they told me to call 511, and I was like, do you mean 311? And they were like, no, 511.
And that itself is so weird. There you are in the subway, in the station where you drop your AirPod, and talking to an actual subway employee, and they tell you to call an anonymous phone number.
I won't go into the details, but even the next day when I had spoken to someone at 511 and they told me to go out there and try to get my AirPod Pro back, the man in the booth, when I was asking for help, like, hey, I'm here, have you heard of anyone coming out? He was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know who you're talking about. I don't know anything about 511. So it's just sort of like a secret. It's like a well-known secret.
And what is it for? What's the scope of what it's for?
So 511 is for anything transit-related. That includes schedules, maps, the trains, the buses, lost and found, anything transit-related in the city.
So,
but not LIRR, I don't think.
So, listeners, we're going to take some of your 511 calls. If you've ever used 511, 212-433-WNYC is our phone number. Now, you say in your article, and listeners, maybe you saw Sandra Garcia's New York Times story, my AirPods fell through a subway grate. Here's how I got them back. And you say that people always ask if you cleaned the AirPod you dropped. Would you like to reveal the answer here and now?
Yes, I definitely cleaned them. My father grew up obsessed with, like, I grew up obsessed with him wiping everything down with alcohol. And so, yes, 90% alcohol from CVS, like right across the street from the Great, wiped it right down.
Did you wind up going down there yourself or being escorted down there, or did a worker go down there by themselves?
The worker went, King, his name is King. He went down there by himself. He had someone helping him, but he didn't talk to me at all. And I looked down there and there were just like leaves and paper. And when he gave me my AirPod, he's like, you know, I'm going to stay down here because there's a lot of money down here. He started picking up coins and stuff. It was funny.
What are the... And excuse me as I'm still getting over my cold. What are the most common items lost?
Oh, God. Well, I inquired specifically about tech. So iPads, iPhones, cell phones, other headphones. And last year, over 7,000 pieces of smart tech were lost in the New York City transit system and recovered by the New York, because there's also the amount that they don't recover.
Alyssa in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Alyssa.
Oh, hello, hello. That was fast. hi, yeah, I'm just calling to share my story about calling 511.
Mm-hmm.
About a year and a half ago, 2 years, I lost my wallet, and I can't quite recall how I discovered 511. I think it was a Google. But after about 20 minutes on the phone, I had placed my claim with the assistance and through online, and then I, you know, replaced all my cards, and it was about a 5-week turnaround. I got a notification in the mail.
5 weeks.
To go collect it at Port Authority, and it's this little room. I don't know. I didn't catch all of your story about your AirPods or headphones, but yeah, it's this little weird room. There were more people in it than I anticipated, and it kind of felt like a Being John Malkovich moment.
That's funny. After 5 weeks, you probably had given up, right?
Yeah,
I was super surprised. There have been instances in the city where I've, you know, lost things and never had them returned, but I'd say my luck for having things returned has been better than most. I've actually had a wallet mailed to me before as well.
I once left a wallet in a taxi, and the driver called me up.
How nice.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Alyssa, thank you so much. I'm glad you got your wallet back. Ann in Riverdale, you're on WNYC. You called 511, right?
I did.
Because?
Can you hear me?
I can hear.
In the Riverdale train station, there are sewer grates that frequently get covered with leaves, and the station was flooding. And so first I called 311, and 311 said to call 511, and lo and behold, the next time I went back a couple of hours later, the grates were cleared. And I've used the number a couple of times for the same thing.
511 worked. Thank you. Cassius in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Cassius.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, it's funny, you guys, you're doing this story, because just yesterday I had to call to make a complaint about a Brooklyn MTA bus driver, and I called 511, and the system, the phone tree that you then become a part of, it's really not designed well. It easily mishears what you're saying, and it sent me into like these weird cul-de-sacs that I couldn't then back out of. It was very confusing, and it gives you way too many options, and it doesn't tell you. Like, it hides what you're looking for. It asks you to say certain things, but it doesn't give you a list from what to choose from, and it's very poorly designed.
Yeah. It's a voice-sensitive thing, so, like, it says, explain in a few words what happened to you, and you say, I lost my wallet, and it says, oh, you're looking for a mallet, that sort of thing?
Yes, yeah. I said I would want to make a complaint about MTA buses, and then it sent me to the NICE bus system, which is the Nassau County bus system, and then it doesn't give you the option to back out of that, and so I had to call back again. I had to call a few different times
and start over. Cassius, thank you very much. So Sandra, in your reporting, were you able to determine if 511 data is being used to improve service in any way beyond returning lost items to individuals?
Well, what I did learn is that 511 is underused, and I understand that caller had a difficult time with the service or the system, but 501 is very underused in the city. For a city of 8 million, and almost everyone rides the subway, and almost everyone will lose something in the subway, finding 7,000 items, smart tech items, isn't enough. But yeah, I think that the more people know about 501, and I don't speak for the MTA at all, but the more people that know about 511, the better chances New Yorkers have of riding the system more effectively, at least as effectively as we can.
We're going to bring in now WNYC transit reporter Shamita Basu from our We the Commuters team. Hi, Shamita.
Hi, Brian.
Did you ever call 511?
I have called 511 on a few occasions. I have never dropped anything onto the subway tracks or the grates, luckily. But I'm here with some other news,
yes,
Brian.
Yes, you're here to tell us about the resignation of Andy Byford.
That's right. Andy Byford, the president of New York City Transit, has officially resigned. Now, as you might recall, he attempted to resign once before in October. At that time, he cited that he was frustrated with Governor Cuomo's meddling in his role and his ability to lead New York City Transit. And back in October, the MTA's leadership was able to convince him to rescind that resignation, but it did get out that he had attempted to resign at that time. This time, it appears to be for real. There is a statement from the MTA chairman and CEO, Pat Foy, saying Andy Byford will be departing New York City Transit after a successful 2 years of service, and we thank him for his work. There's also a statement out now from Andy Byford saying, I'm very proud of what we have achieved as a team over the past 2 years, and I believe New York City Transit is well placed to continue its forward progress. And it goes on.
So this is just breaking now, and just with these very nice, I'll even say nicey-nice statements from
sure.
both sides.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't really know yet if he got frustrated with Cuomo's meddling again or there was some other issue.
That's right. And, you know, we're going to be following the story all throughout the day. I'm sure we're going to learn some more. But as we speak, the MTA's monthly board meeting is happening today. WNYC Stephen Nesson is there in the room. And he said Andy Byford was also there in the room, as he always is at these monthly board meetings. Earlier, although as of now, he's nowhere to be seen. So I'm not sure if Stephen Nesson is going to get a chance to ask some questions at that meeting, or if Andy Byford will reappear at that meeting today. He might have walked out due to this news breaking.
Here's another note from, I guess, from your colleagues in our newsroom. It says major incidents affecting 50 or more trains are on the decline. Delays are falling, with weekday delays in 2019 falling 25% compared with the year prior. Subways are moving more quickly between terminals with the city's transportation department. He created a successful busway on 14th Street, so he had his hand on that. He launched the redesign of every borough bus network. He's helped secure funding commitments for an historic $51 billion overhaul of the network. So that's actually from Politico New York, listing some of Andy Byford's accomplishment in just a couple of years.
I think it's safe to say that a lot of riders, he's seen very positively by riders. And here at We the Commuters, you know, we get tons of emails and tweets from people. A lot of them mention their confidence in Andy Byford. So we'll see. We want to check in with commuters, too, and hear how they're feeling now that this this person that they saw as very competent and confident at the top of New York City Transit is leaving.
So, Sandra, do you think people could call 511 and say, I lost my New York City transit chief?
That would be fantastic. I suggest that everyone do that if they're, you know, they're fond of
feeling
the survivor.
Right. Yeah. Let's get one more story in here. Alam, is it, in Manhattan? You're on WNYC?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, you called 511?
Yes, I did, yes.
Tell us why.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, I was going to my college and I was waiting near Queens Boulevard and Skillman Avenue. I'm holding the Metro card, and one by one, three different bus drivers didn't stop for me. And then I called 511. It was inconvenient, but then I filed the report, complaint report, and it's been a couple of years I didn't get any response from them.
And
nothing.
And your complaint was a bus passed you by?
Yeah, there's three different bus. I was standing exactly on the bus stand, holding the Metro card, I'm waving, and they looked at me and didn't stop. So I found one bus driver after catching the bus, and I asked him, and he was threatening me to videotape in my conversation.
Alam, sorry to hear that that happened to you. Yeah. And Sandra Garcia from the New York Times, as we run out of time, I guess we hear some people who are satisfied yeah. customers and some people who feel they're not very responsive.
Right. I agree. It's not 100% record, but I'm glad I found my AirPod.
I'm glad you found your AirPod too. Sandra Garcia from the New York Times, her article, My AirPods Fell Through a Subway Grate. Here's How I Got Them Back. Thank you so much for coming
Thank you.
And WNYC's Shamita Basu will be looking for your reporting later in the day on Andy Byford.
That's right. We'll have something up on Gothamist.